Good evening and welcome to The Probe. Tonight, selected editors gather for their take on the ongoing national war against Galamsey in Ghana. Over the past decade or so, Ghana's fight against Galamsey has intensified as we grapple with the devastating environmental, social and economic consequences of illicit activity. Our rivers are polluted, farmlands destroyed, and entire communities are left vulnerable. It's an existential threat, as has been described. As gatekeepers of information in this country, editors, we know, have a powerful voice to drive awareness, challenge narratives, and push for sustainable solutions. We are here to engage in that critical dialogue on what more can be done, from exposing corruption to protecting our environment for future generations. We hope to walk away with some actionable insights that will strengthen the media's contribution to this particular national fight. And we'll get to explore how editors can influence public discourse, drive accountability, and shape policy in this critical battle through responsible journalism. We can expose all these. Well, tonight we've been looking at the devastating impact already, and of course it's 4 days to that action that we're all looking forward to, which is going to be driven by organized labor. Then it's 5 days to that national prayer protest that will be put together by the Catholic Church. I don't know if other religious bodies will also be joining, but that's the countdown that is on as we speak, 4 days to it. But labor will be meeting tomorrow, so it's unclear whether indeed this action will come on. But as at yesterday, the assurance they gave is that it's still on, they're not working on the 10th. But what exactly did the president tell them? What's the way forward? Are they going to heed to the call of the president? That and more we'll be talking about. But we've been giving you a number of documentaries and features put together by my colleague Erastus Asare-Donko, award-winning Erastus Asare-Donko, on this, made it clear that from what we know so far, at least 60 major river bodies have been polluted. I'll walk you through some of these river bodies. And of course, forest reserves, at least 8 of them are being mined illegally as we speak. And they are concerned about the licenses that have been given in the midst of all this fight that we talk about. Licenses are still being given over the period. So these are the polluted rivers. River Nkobia has not, Nkobra has not been spared. River Bia, we have River Ofin, River Oda, we have River Tano, River Pra, River Ashe, Birim, Ayensu, and then in the last few days we are hearing about the Dinsu River, also the Subi River, River Bonsa, Enum River, Oti River, the Black Volta, and the Amanzule River. And we are concerned about the Volta Lake and whether we are now beginning to see the traces of illegal mining and the impact on it. We've been told about the turbidity levels, the Ghana Water Company Limited, even though they claim that it's improved. This is where we have, the WHO wants us to have 5 NTU, and that's the standard. But in Ghana, we have 14,000 NTU, and the current average, we are told, is 9,000. Still nothing to rejoice about, even though the Ghana Water Company Limited say they've seen some improvement as a result of some measures that have been put in place. So that's where we are in terms of the turbidity levels. Yeah, if we go on, we'll now talk about other issues also. So these are the forest reserves and where they are located. In the Upper Wassa Forest Reserve, we have the Western Region. In the Ashanti Region, the Apamprama Forest Reserve. And I've mentioned this as many times as I can remember because Erastus has been working in that area. Also on the Tanonumre Forest in the Western North Region, he's been there. The Tano Forest also in the Western Region. The Krokusia Forest Reserve in the Western Region. And then the Supuma Shelter Belt Forest Reserve, that's in the Ashanti Region also. The Subri Forest Reserve in the Western Region. And the Etiwa Forest Reserve, the popular one, in the Eastern Region. We've had a number of CSOs raise concerns about this. There's the economic impact. We've already been warned about the fact that we may start importing water in the near future. We've talked about the impact on agriculture. And in the recent times also, we're hearing that there are traces found in even the yam that we are exporting and the maize, the sorghum, amongst others. Now we've been hearing from Professor Godfred Bopping also on the economic cost of Galamsey. There's been talk about the fact that if there is a ban on small-scale mining in total, it will have some economic impact on the country. But as we speak, we're already feeling the impact of it, because all that we're seeing in terms of the Galamsey, the gold that is mined does not stay here. At least the revenue that we're seeing or the taxes that we are supposed to be retaining here are not retained because they are sent out illegally. to Dubai and the other places. And Professor Godwin tells us that 2.4 billion, that's how much we've lost so far. And then when we go to the staples of Ghana's maize basket can be polluted with heavy metals, we are told 5.13% of these staples, sorghum, maize, amongst others. This is the economic impact also that we are having, at least with the food pollution potential. That's where we stand. If we go on the slides that we have, yesterday I've been telling you, Dr. Juliet Oheming Ntiamwa on the public square on Newsfile mentioned that yams and other food items being exported have been found to contain high levels of heavy metals. So no matter where you are in the world, if you feel that you are not in Ghana, so you are not going to be feeling the impact of Galamsey, wherever you are, if you're still consuming anything from Ghana, you will definitely be feeling the impact of it, because the yams and other Kobe and all the things that we'll be exporting, we're told that they're beginning to find some traces in there. So this is a fight that we all have to engage in. And so that's what we know. And the issues about prosecution and what has been done, the measures that has been taken, we've been hearing from the Attorney General, Godfrey Aboadame, on this. He's told us that 850 persons are facing prosecution for illegal mining. But has it stopped the trade? It's still ongoing. And he gave a direct call to the judiciary, asking judges to complete cases before them, expedite action on them. We've been hearing from the judiciary also, her ladyship mentioning that delays often come from prosecutors, and that they would ensure that something is done about the situation. And going on this, we know that more than 140 cases are still pending as we speak, and that's among the concerns. And how about the 53 protesters that are still in custody? That's a key concern, with the hashtag Free the Citizens Now still ongoing. What exactly is the situation? We've been hearing from President Akufo-Addo on this particular issue, speaking to the foreign media on this. I'll bring that to you shortly, and then I'll introduce my editors for the discussion for today. We're live on the Joy News channel, on Joy 99.7 FM. We are my joyonline.com affiliate across Ghana's 16 regions and all our social media platforms. I am Emefa Apau, and this is The Probe. We return with President Akufo-Addo's interview with France 24.
Are you concerned about protest movements? We've seen a lot of protests. Some activists were arrested, put in jail. The opposition is saying you're trying to stifle dissent.
I'm not responsible for jailing people in Ghana. The courts in Ghana are independent institutions, and they have been all through this period of the Fourth Republic. People misconduct themselves and they're brought before court. It's for the court to deal with them. That's not a matter.
It has nothing to do about politics.
It has nothing to do with the executive. And their behavior is what lands them in problem with the police and with the courts. It's not the protests. How can the president, who himself, his political career was aided by leading protests, have problems with protests? I don't have problems with protests. And nothing is done in Ghana to prevent people from airing their views on anything.
National responsibility for all of us. We are just privileged to be leaders, and I think our ultimate responsibility is not only towards our members who we lead in national relations issues.
Is the strike coming on the 10th? Is the strike coming on the 10th of October? Is it still happening?
Nothing has changed from the last publication we made. We have affirmed that we are are meeting on Monday to consider what the president's response would be. But I can assure you that our strike is on course. We have started engaging our employers to let them know that come on the 10th, we are not coming to work. The president has 8 ministers who speaks for them. Okay, I speak for labor. Our determination is that we are giving government an ultimatum to adhere to our grievances. Otherwise, we use one of the legal tools we have, i.e. strike, and that is our request to the president. If he gives us his response and he decides to do all that we have said, then organized labor will sit down and reconsider. But as it stands today, there's no official response to us. We are meeting on Monday to consider what will come from the president. And the whole world will know what it is. We are not doing this for ourselves, I can assure you. I can say that, yes, there were some commitments from government side to adhere to our grievances. But we are not doing this by virtue of math. We have written on paper, show to the whole world what our stance are. We expect government to put the response also on paper for the whole world to see. And so we don't want to preempt any comment. We'll wait patiently today to Monday, just a few hours. And that what we expect is that all that we have asked government to do for us are done. Nothing more, nothing less.
Are you concerned about protest movements? We've seen a lot of protests. Some activists were arrested, put in jail. The opposition is saying you're trying to stifle dissent.
I'm not responsible for jailing people in Ghana. The courts in Ghana are independent institutions, and they have been all through this period of the Fourth Republic. People misconduct themselves and they're brought before court. It's for the court to deal with them. That's not a matter.
It has nothing to do about politics.
It has nothing to do with the executive. And their behavior is what lands them in problem with the police and with the courts. It's not the protests. How can the president, who himself, his political career was aided by leading protests, have problems with protests? I don't have problems with protests. And nothing is done in Ghana to prevent people from airing their views on anything.
Yeah, welcome back. This is The Probe here on the Joy News Channel on Joy 99.7 FM. And the editors will have their take tonight when it comes to the Galamsey fight, or is it the war, or the genocide, or the terrorism that many have described it. And that's the situation as we are faced with. And tonight, I have my seniors joining me for their take, Erastus Asaridonko, no stranger at all to all of us. And when it comes to the fight against illegal mining, he joins us, Love FM, Ishra FM, Joy FM editor. We also have Dela Rasoloklu, a leading journalist also in this country, joining us via Zoom. Thelma Taki of GBC GTV joining us, and Martha Krensel Akwa is editor at Doom Brands joining us as well via Zoom. Many thanks, gentlemen and ladies. Welcome to The Probe.
Thank you, MFA.
Thank you so much.
Thank you,
Martha. Thank you, Erastus. Thelma, I'd like to hear your voice as well. Hello. You have to unmute Thelma and Dela so we can do our quick check and then we can go on. But let me start with the only male amongst us for obvious reasons, because he's been to all these forest reserves and he started fetching water from these river bodies that have been polluted to draw our attention to the situation. Erastus, the fight has been on for some time now. Are you satisfied with where we are and where we are going when it comes to the fight against illegal mining?
Well, to say satisfied is on two fronts. Satisfied in the sense that we have been ringing these alarm bells for God knows. I started doing these reports from 2014, and I've been consistent with it till date. you know, we did not have the ears of government at all. They paid deaf ears to whatever we were putting out there. At the point in time, they even went to Menchia to show their own videos of the devastation and also do lamentations like everybody's doing. And as citizens and as civil society, we also kept mute. When I say kept mute, a majority of us were, you know, sitting in the comfort of our homes, not minding their own business, as if this whole thing did not really matter. But now, we are seeing
some distraction there for Erastus. Erastus, if you can clarify that, really, do we have to move on to someone else and come to you later? It does appear that there's some distraction there for Erastus, talking about his satisfaction on the two fronts. I was hoping to get the second front. But let me bring you in, Della Russell Oklu, on this. You've also written extensively, and we've followed you on social media, also in all your write-ups on this particular situation. What for you are the highlights so far when it comes to this fight? Do you see an end in sight? Do you get a sense that it's a fight that we can win?
Thank you very much, Emefa, for having me, and good evening to my colleagues, and good evening to our listeners and viewers. Do we have an end in sight to this whole, say, environmental terrorism that is facing us? I do not think so, especially when you do not really see any form of commitment from the top. Let me say from the top. One of the things, beyond the environmental education, beyond the pollution of water bodies, there's also something that we've all not averted our minds. On power transmission infrastructure. Anifa, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you now. We lost you briefly, but it's better now.
Okay. So I was saying that there's also something that beyond the environmental degradation that we are witnessing, the destruction of water bodies, there's also what we've all not averted our minds to. That is the pressure on transmission infrastructure, particularly in power transmission infrastructure, particularly in these areas that Galamsey has taken. Like you said, I've written a lot about this subject. I remember as far back in 2017, I visited some selected communities in the eastern region, Tafo, in Sutem, Akwetia, all looking at the power transmission infrastructure. And MFA, what I saw at the time, unfortunately, I'm told the problem has even it's worse than what we saw, or what I saw in 2017 when I visited these areas. You could see these great towers hanging. And what happens if one falls? And don't also forget, they are interconnected. So when one falls, it pulls the other. So I do not, much as we are talking about that Galamsey, we see leadership trying to say, let's ban excavators, let's do this, let's introduce anti-Galamsey laws, let's get people prosecuted. How many, apart from Aisha Wan, how many people have we seen being jailed in connection with Galamsey? We've had very high-ranking government officials justifying Galamsey, justifying, talking about why Galamsey cannot be banned. particularly in these times that we are in, when, as far as elections are concerned.
Yeah.
So I believe there's no end in sight.
Okay. Well, that's opening remarks. That's is concerning, I should say. How about you, Thelma? I've seen you do your shows with the bottles on your table all the time, and they are not just drinks, but they are water from these rivers that have been polluted by the activities of illegal mining. Really, what's the state when it comes to this fight, you'd say? You'd have to unmute, Thelma. Oh, dear. We'll try again. It does appear that I can see Thelma clearly, but we can't hear Thelma on this, and the technical team will rectify that. So I'm told Erastus is back. But Martha, let me come to you briefly also for your opening remarks on this. I know that you've also done some extensive work when it comes to this in terms of the fight against illegal mining, amongst others. What would you say is the situation now as we speak?
Thank you very much, MFA. And this conversation, I hope, by the time we are done, could help us, even as journalists, to try to find a way out of this mess. Because we are neck deep. I don't know what it would take. I am looking around. When you asked Della the question about whether there is any end in sight, I was thinking through what could be the end, except for the willpower of the powers that be to crack the whip. But then I remembered a conversation I had with a colleague and what he said to me, that if only you know the beneficiaries of this galamsey, if only you know those who are actually benefiting, you will not even try to fight it. Because they are aware. It's not like they don't know that they are benefiting from this. It's not like they don't know that this is where they are getting their funding from. But they are neck deep and they're enjoying the proceeds. And so they don't care about the rest of us. For me, when I saw galamsey the first time, it wasn't this bad. That was in 2004 when I came into contact with what galamsey was. During my national service in New Abrim, that is the Abrim North District. And recently when the chief, one of the sub-chiefs, came all the way to Adom to tell us his own colleagues are involved, I mean chiefs, are involved in galamsey, and he doesn't know what to do. So he had brought pictures as evidence to show, and the arms being used there and everything, I knew it, that we are somewhere that it will take only a very a very rude intervention for us to go back to at least saving our waters, because this has assumed very alarming rate. And when you talk about it, you just have to be careful, because the one next to you may be a beneficiary, and you cannot tell what will happen next.
Well, speaking of beneficiary, Erastus Asaridonko has been trying to dig when it comes to those who are actually behind this, because I'm told that the people that we see being arrested and being prosecuted, really, they have bosses and their bosses have bosses. So they are not the real culprits when it comes to the illegal mining activities. Erastus, so as you conclude on your opening remarks, Martha has raised the issue about beneficiaries and the fact that when you're reporting on this, you ought to be careful, because there are some big fishes behind it. What have you found when it comes to this situation? Is it really real?
Of course it's real. It's as real as she says it. In my reports, I have named quite a few of them. Those we have not named because this game is a game of evidence. And some of these people are so smart that they do not go to the field. They are concessions. They work through.
Yeah. And that's what Pierre Gallam says, fighting my internet today. But I'm sure we'll rectify the situation to Erasto Sasare Donkor's, Zoom, and then we can continue on this. But Martha, since you raised the issue about beneficiaries, for instance, and the fact that when you're reporting on this situation, you ought to be careful amongst others. I was asking Erasto how real this is, because he's been giving us reports and leads to this. But do you get the sense that in the midst of all this, leadership is willing to fight itself? Because if we're saying that these are big fishes, it means that there are people within the corridors of power amongst others. How then do we expect leaders or leadership to fight itself?
So thank you, MFA. I know Erastus is a man who can give you a lot more evidence when it comes to leadership, the corridors of power, and who is behind Galamsey. And so his life, he has put his life on the line for this. And we all know at some point Erastus has to take some cover, because there are people after him. And they are not ordinary people, but they are very powerful people. So when you talk about leadership fighting itself, MFA, it is not possible. So when I mentioned the beneficiaries, some of them are in government. Some of them have power. Some of them call all the day-to-day shots of what our country looks like and what our country will be. And so when they are beneficiaries, like we say, you cannot eat your cake and have it. They cannot pretend to be fighting what they are part of. And so if you are expecting leadership to fight, it has to be leadership with clean hands. It has to be leadership that is willing to see the danger we are all heading to. It has to be leadership that sees itself as part of the ordinary Ghanaian. Because when it comes to Ghana Water telling you that in the next few years we may have to import water, it must be a leadership that sees this as a threat to humanity. That instead of you just fetching water and drinking, you have moved from that point. You are now treating water with a lot more chemicals than you will do. And very soon, you will not even have the luxury of treating the water with more chemicals, which already is putting your life in danger, but you're now going to import water for your people to drink.
Yeah.
How worse can this get? And so when you have people who are telling you by word of mouth that I see this as terrible, I see this as wrong, I am willing to fight, and yet they are not doing something drastic. That is what we want to see, something drastic. Because I get the feeling that those in the mining communities may not be feeling the direct pinch of what is happening, even though their water is being destroyed. The same demonstration protest that we are seeing in Accra, I want it to be replicated in every part of the country. So that if you have them also being part of the people demonstrating, it is not only an Accra matter. It is not only going to be a few activists coming together to go and do this, but it will be those who are directly affected. So it will not take Erastus fetching a bottle of water, telling you that this is what I fetch from River Brim or River Cobra for us to see, because we have not been there. It will be the people who are there telling you the story, because that is more believable. And yet when you go there, you're tempted to feel they are afraid to talk. Either they are afraid to talk, or they have people who are giving them some crumbs from the table, and so they are okay. If they are benefiting something, getting something small, then it's okay for all of us to die. It's okay for all of us to get into that point where we are going to cry and even wish that this didn't start at all. Look, we have heard government say certain things, but it didn't strike me like government is willing to fight this. Because I know, MFA, whatever we set our minds to, that we want to fight, it won't take Dela writing every day articles and all that, or you hosting a show with water on your desk to show that this is how polluted the river has become, for us to be able to do something about it. If they want to, look, you compare things that government really wants to fight. You compare when government really wants to clamp down on something or someone, it goes all out. I am not saying the same thing.
Okay. Well, there's been talk about a collective fight in all this, and that it doesn't just boil down to leadership on this, but we'll talk about the responsibility of the ordinary person. But when it comes to leadership and what exactly they've done so far, do you get a sense that it is enough? Have they even done anything at all? Do I have Della back? Well, I'm sure we'll not win this war on the internet this evening, but let me see if Erastus Asaridonko.
Yes, I'm back.
Okay, Della, thank you. Thankfully. Yes. So I was asking about the show of leadership in this particular fight. Are you satisfied with what you see in terms of leadership leading this particular war?
We all live in Ghana, and certainly if leadership has done enough, the calls by organized labor, the planned prayer walk by the Catholic Archdiocese of Accra, calling for all priests and Catholic faithfuls to join the walk, certainly wouldn't have been seeing these actions if certainly something has been done enough about this whole fight.
Mm.
And I believe that's, yes, the citizens' own responsibility, but absolute power. The citizens have surrendered their power to people to lead them, to guide them.
Yeah.
So if the citizens are going wrong, it is certainly for those they have surrendered their power to bring them back on track. However, if those holding the power decides to, for want of better word, collide with the people, certainly these are what we see on the ground. And I'm sure on Newsfile we've heard the issue, the worrying issue of young exports out of this country being affected. We know on the ground, we know of what is happening to the health of people in these communities. We sit in Accra and it's as if the fight, it wouldn't get to our doorsteps.
Mm.
And I want to believe that it is the same attitude we attach to COVID. When COVID broke in China, we sat in Ghana and were like, oh, China is so far away. When will COVID travel all the way to get to Ghana? And before we could say Jack, our people were falling and dying of COVID. And that is what exactly Galamse is doing to us.
Hmm.
We've seen if those rivers that are connected to the Wager and the bone dams that are processed for us to drink, and if these rivers are being polluted, if our vegetables, they say we should eat a lot more vegetables so
yes.
that it promotes good health.
Yes.
And if the chemicals go to contaminate our vegetables, where do we go from here?
Yeah, I get that. Well, you can conclude on that, Della.
It's like we are virtually walking dead as a people in this country. Thank you.
Well, Erastus, you were finishing on the issue also about beneficiaries, and maybe you can add the issue about leadership also on this. And just before I lose you again, hopefully, now this time I have a stable connection to you.
I just hope so. I don't know why the connection is so bad this evening. But let me say this before it goes off again, that our leaders are not ready. They have put votes ahead of lives, and they don't care. And they have manifested that in recent happenings. You see their reaction towards this whole fight. When we started raising this, I have done about four major documentaries on this. The last one It's giving you solid evidence that it is the effects of illegal mining is penetrating into the food chain of Ghana. I started way back, and I have been giving evidence upon evidence, working with experts, going into facts that link even the effects of illegal mining to even birth defects. Yeah. Women who have died with their babies. And these are not just fictionary images. This is real. The babies, some of them have been stored in jars and have been studied at the Kwame Nkrumah University of Science and Technology. I have seen a lot of young people with renal cases. And when you look at the number of renal cases, kidney-related ailments across the country, and we are seeing the trajectory go up like that in recent years, you know, so we have been giving whatever we have to give our leaders. But you see their reaction. Previously, they wouldn't even talk about it at all until organized labor came on board, other institutions, until we persisted. And then they saw that it's become a national issue, and now they are even giving us hearing. And even with that, look at the kind of how they are even treating it. So, seriously, it tells you that, one, they themselves are in there doing the illegalities. And I have provided evidence upon evidence upon evidence in forest reserves, those who are behind it, the Chemaun Tumis and the MPP executives in the Tango Anya Forest Reserve, you know. The list goes on and on and on. I saw one of these MPP guys in Ankwaso Forest Reserve. I provided evidence of the amount of money he brought in to even bribe the team that went there.
Mm.
You see? And he himself, as the president, keeps defending them. He tells you that, as we speak, you know, Akonta Mining is not in any forest. But the lands minister himself has told us that what he perpetrated in the Tano Nimre Forest Reserve is an illegality. Has he been punished for it?
No.
So clearly, this is not a government that wants to fight anything, especially in an election year. Nobody wants to raise an arm or anything. But in any effect, why should we as citizens be fighting our government to save the environment? Why? Why should we be doing that? I think it's the duty. Elsewhere when you go, it's the duty of government. They make sure that they enforce the laws. And then the citizenry will be fighting government that you are being high-handed or something. But this time around, in our country, we, the citizenry, are the ones fighting government to save the environment. And so, seriously, I think that no sane person will sit down and watch all his major rivers. Can you imagine freshwater sources for agriculture across the country, all polluted, running like a plague? You can't use it to farm. You can't use it for anything. There are no fishes in that beautiful river flowing over there. A whole Ankobra. There's nothing you can do with it. You can't even treat it to pump to your homes. And you have a government that is saying what? We can't fight it. Seriously. And so I think it's high time. This is a call to all well-meaning Ghanaians. Everybody. We have to lay our hands on the ground. We do not have to sit idle. In the president's own words, we have to be citizens, not spectators at this particular moment. Wherever you are, you must join every protest, and we must make sure that we force the hand of government to do something about this.
Mm.
And this is not political. It's not MPP or NDC. It's about our lives, our very existence we're talking about.
Yeah, speaking of protests and the 53 that are still in custody, something that we'll get to touch on briefly. But let me see if I have a better connection to Thelma. Thelma, so we've been talking about the 16 major rivers that have been polluted and the 8 forest reserves that are being mined in illegally. And there are several evidence to that effect that Erastus has put out. And they've been talking about the water on the GTV desk breakfast show every morning to let us know about the situation. What's your take on the fight so far, Thelma? Oh dear. I'm sure Thelma is unmuted, but we still cannot hear Thelma. I'm really dying to hear Thelma on this particular situation, but unfortunately, we can't hear Thelma on this. But that will be rectified once more on this. But Martha, what more do you say that as media we can do? Because we've done extensively. We started this from 2014 all the way till now, and the situation is still on. At least they are getting some attention. What do you say we should do more as media? What else would we do differently going forward when it comes to this situation, Martha?
Thank you, Mepa. You know, last year, when Erastus did one of those documentaries, he did community screening, so that he had a panel and had the documentary mostly for the community members to watch, affected communities to watch the impact of what they have allowed, so that they will see it in the bigger picture of not just what they have witnessed in the community, but the fact that it's having ripple effects on so many more. And that is when I heard one of these revelations, one of his panel, if he will remind me of the name, but he said he stopped eating the head of fish. Funny, because that is where most of the mercury used is deposited. So no matter what, he's a medical doctor, he will eat the fish but not the head. If he can, he stays away from the whole fish completely. So that is how bad the situation is. But what struck me was most of the community members said they were surprised that this is what the bigger picture looks like. As media men, maybe we are assuming too much that those in those communities affected directly, or where the galamsey illegal mining is happening, know what is happening. They may not. So it's time for us to take the campaign to them. Today we carried a story about a Mansun crime. It's not even illegal mining, but they had said until some demands they are making are met, they are not going to allow anyone to carry out any kind of mining. You see, if we're able to flip up this interest in what is happening to us directly at the community level, look, when the community mobilizes and says, I am not going to allow you, nobody can do anything. I know these illegal miners, for some of them, they have arms. They are protected by even the very security you want to go back to in case you feel threatened. And so most of the communities have given up. But look, there is nothing like a community that is angry. When they mobilize, with the help of us media men telling them, this is what is happening to you, what you're seeing, like one of those that they dug deep and a building collapsed and there was a pregnant woman in that, I think it's a toilet facility, and she had to be rescued. Those rarely happen. And so the bigger picture is what we now have to highlight. We have to start boycotting certain people on our platforms. We know too well what they are doing. We have evidence, like Erastus is saying, and we still allow them to come in and tell us, you don't understand, but that is not what is going on. Because what I see going on is a lot of grabbing, a lot of people scrambling for this wealth, forgetting about the danger they are putting all of us in. Look, when we get to that point where we need to import water, 2030 is 6 years away. Well, it affects all of us.
Yeah.
Even the treated water you buy in bottle, you'll be affected. If 5 years ago you could eat fish without thinking, now you can't eat fish. And if you are the type who likes it, you're in trouble. Eat vegetables like you mentioned. The vegetable is being sprayed or watered with what? polluted water, and so you're not safe. Your cocoa that goes out there and brings you money, they are grading and they are destroying the cocoa farms because of gold. And they are doing this with so much impunity that until we all come together and say enough of this, we cannot win any war.
And Bella, we are all banging our hopes now on organized labor. But after that meeting with the presidency, there are concerns about a seeming division on the front of labor when it comes to this. They insist that is not the case and that they will be going ahead with the demonstration, but they are meeting their members tomorrow to convey the message that the president gave them to organized labor, and then we'll know what the way forward will be. What would you say to labor as they go into that particular meeting tomorrow? Would you say they should remain resolute? What exactly would be your call to labor as they go into that meeting? Please do unmute, Dela.
Labor is our only hope presently, and they cannot afford to fail us at this crucial time. Like in my introductory remarks that I said about the power transmission lines, I remember in 2017, it cost Gridco 85,000 to do reclamation works within the right, its right of way, or within the right of way of grid towers or transmission towers in Enyinem, in Sutem, and then Akwetia. And these are communities within in Eastern Region. And within this period, maintenance works on these lines were suspended because obviously they cannot get access to these lines to enable them conduct any meaningful maintenance that could either provide adequate power to people within these catchment areas. There's also, the people within these areas complained of low voltage. And so, and yet, if the right of ways have been dug, how do these people go to undertake these maintenance works? As we sit here, or as we discuss this, if you go to Christia Huni Valley areas, the right of way of these grid towers are badly affected. You can see grid towers hanging in the air. And like I said earlier, what happens if one falls and pulls the other?
Yeah,
it triggers a whole community or communities could bend, depending on the type of material that may be available within the catchment area, possibly with at the time of such an incident.
Yeah.
And don't also forget that these transmission lines or towers are made with conductors.
Yeah.
And usually when these people go digging, What they certainly look out for, they use metal detectors. And once they find these metal detectors around these towers, they begin to dig.
Wow.
In search of gold. So organize at this crucial time. You know, we like I said earlier, we are talking about environmental degradation. We are talking about pollution of our water bodies. We are talking about health. But more importantly, I think the issue of great transmission lines hasn't come into the conversation.
Exactly, and that's what you are introducing today. Yeah.
And which is key because it goes to affect health, it goes to affect education, it goes to affect every fiber of our economy.
Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado. It's an all-star that works as hard as you do. On the field, you have to operate under any condition. No excuses. Get the job done.
That's why Chevy Silverado is the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. It's built to handle the big jobs. Silverado is an all-around workhorse designed with your safety in mind. Automatic emergency braking, forward collision alert, and rear park assistant are on the job with you, assisting when it matters the most. And with its advanced trailering technology and 8 available cameras, Silverado is a beast for any job, smart and strong. No wonder Cars.com named Silverado best pickup for towing. Now during truck season, get 0% APR financing plus no monthly payments for 90 days on a Chevy Silverado 1500 pickup. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details. Work hard, play harder in a new Chevy Silverado.
So certainly organized labor cannot, they cannot fail us. Mm-hmm. They are our last hope. We've seen, I have been in the last election, I was one of the key campaigners for a skirt and blouse because I felt we could probably have an executive president, have an opposition controlling parliament. But we've all seen how it has turned out with the results that we've been expecting from that level of the legislature has not been too satisfactory.
Yeah.
So certainly, organized labor is that hope that we should be looking towards.
Mm. You asked us, how about you? A bit about organized labor and the power that they wield at this point in this fight and what you expect of them going into their meeting tomorrow.
Well, to me, yes, organized labor has a very big bite on this whole thing, but I think that we should not limit ourselves to organized labor alone.
Okay.
What are we as the journalists doing as an association? I would love to hear from the Ghana Journalists Association on what they intend to do. I think this is the time where we need the blackouts on a certain key personalities and even some government or state actors who are involved in all this. We can do that. And we have to take a stance. Just as some media stations take a stance on political issues, we have to take a stance and lead the discussion, set the agenda for this whole thing. It's no longer about headlines, the lead in subsequent stories and all that. This yeah. is our life
yeah.
at risk, and it goes beyond the reporting. I must say that, yes, we are looking forward to organized labor not changing its stance, but sticking to whatever they have decided so that we can go ahead and stop this thing once and for all. We should not be thinking about votes at this time. We should be thinking about lives. If you love the people who vote, then definitely you should be concerned about their welfare. People are dying over there. People are coming up with all kinds of liver diseases and kidney diseases. Certainly, the poison from mining is affecting every part of our country. Agriculture is highly affected. When you go to the rural settings and you see how people have farms along major rivers, but they cannot use the river to farm. They have to fetch water, carry it miles into the farm to water crops or irrigate their farms. That certainly cannot happen in a country where we depend on agriculture for our living. So definitely this is about our existence, and we shouldn't be dragging our feet. We should be forcing the hand of government to do something about this. And so we are telling organized labor that you should not do any going back. We have to look forward and look at the bigger picture, not the interest of a few people who are supposed to serve the whole citizenry.
Well, Martha, how about you? Your call to organize labor in your own association also, like Erastus has been saying.
When it comes to organized labor, in fact, I believe has the power to change our story. Organized labor is the last group that can hold any government at all. It doesn't matter who the government and the government of the day is, to do what they ask for.
And so when I hear there is or there seem to be a divided front, I get worried. Because once one part of that group settles for something else, then the power is gone. They don't have it.
Yeah.
But so far as I know, when organized labor sets its mind to something, government has no choice. No, because they are looking at, yes, they have people who are working in the mining sector also as part of organized labor. So nobody is saying cancel mining or clamp down on mining generally. But we are talking about the ones that are harming us, the ones that are destroying our environment, the ones that are putting all of us at risk.
Okay.
It takes only a selfish group, only a selfish group to say, I don't care about what is happening.
Mm.
Because if you're not careful, you may be the first casualty. And so our last hope, maybe not our last, but for now, we'll rather want organized labor to remain united and go in and fight this cause united, so that we don't get to the point where, as Dela was saying, you are hoping for a skirt and blouse that will give you some leverage so that you have a hung parliament and you have an executive. Look, it turned out not too good.
Yeah.
Because when it comes to certain things, politicians will always be politicians.
Mm-hmm.
They will go together. And we know this happens, except that we're hoping it will be different.
Yeah.
But we have proven with this one that nothing really changed.
Okay.
And so for organized labor cannot have a color. We all belong to organized labor. It cannot have a color in this fight.
Okay.
If organized labor is going to have a color at all, it should be green. Save our forest. Save our environment.
Yeah.
It has to be green.
Okay.
Nothing more.
Let's see if we can bring in Thelma briefly on this. Thelma, I'm sure you have a better connection. We're hoping to also touch on the citizens that have been incarcerated so far for protesting. Thelma, let's try you again. Are we able to hear you? And maybe you can sum it all up for us.
I hope so. I've been dying to join the conversation since it started.
We've been dying to have you too.
We're not angry enough as a people, because if we are not able to afford basic foodstuff, if we say water prices have gone up, then we should be very, very angry that a few group of people have hijacked the nation's resources for their own selfish parochial interests. It should really upset us that someone can boldly tell us that they are able to buy 7 Sprinter buses a week from the proceeds of an illegal activity. It's basically saying, I kill somebody and feel good about it and getting away with it. Do you get the point I'm communicating?
Yes.
Organized labor does not have the option to say it will not join this fight. Organized labor's pockets and stomachs are endangered by Galamsey. MFA, I'm just coming from the US, okay? The capital city, Washington, has a beautiful river called Potomac. They don't joke with it. In Michigan State, I've seen what they've done with the Grand River. The Red Cedar River, which is a river that runs through a Texas university. MFA, you should see what the university has done with the water body on its campus. Okay? You should see, you could try a cruise on the San Antonio River near the Alamo in San Antonio. When people say, so if we don't do mining, what should we do to get money for our country? I say tourism. I would love to see boats on the Odor River. When I was a child, there was fish in the Kole. And my grandma, God rest her soul, used to tell me how palatable that tilapia in the Kole was. Where is it? I've certainly never had it.
Mm.
Have you ever been on a cruise from the Odor River to the Kole? We can maximize the potentials of our rivers. This atrocity that we've been highlighting on GTV Breakfast Show for 1.5 years by putting that water there, and Kafiu Day and the rest of the group, the crew and I have been championing this, has fallen on deaf ears, like my other colleagues are saying. MFA, we all need to wake up. If organized labor fails on this, and I am part of organized labor and so are you, if organized labor fails on this, where are the institutions mandated to protect the environment? Why is EPA silent? Why is the Minerals Commission silent? These are the organizations that can give us the answers. They should speak. And they should speak clearly, because the people can only be fooled for a little while. I'm concerned that if we do not take this matter seriously, the consequences will be dire indeed. Okay. I don't want to, you know, rehash what all my other colleagues have said, but I agree totally with what they've said. I think that something should be done, and it should be done now. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for having us too, or joining the show as well. That's Thelma Taki there, and then my colleagues, Erasa Sasari Donko, Delara Soloklu, Thelma Taki, and then Martha Krenso Akwa. I was hoping we'll talk about the citizens also, but I'm sure we'll definitely be talking about this and subsequently on all our platforms as well. We are grateful. That's another edition of The Probe Just Gone By. Another edition will come your way same time next week on this platform. A Walk with Jesus is up next for our radio audience. For TV, Sarah Amelia Jusu will take over your airway shortly. I am MFA Apau, on behalf of the entire team. Many thanks for your company. And the hashtag Stop Galamsey Now and hashtag Free the Citizens Now, so on. Have a good evening.